create money. I was like, I gotta ask
Yes.
about creating money with these brushes.
Yes, yes. And you know, my son, I remember my son when he was around 7, 8 years old, and my girlfriend's two young boys too. I remember they were sharing with me, you need to come up with your own. Because kids sponge up everything, because I used to always share with my sister friends on how Black women were treated differently when they were at the counters. This is way before, I always share with people, things were going on way before this social media.
Yes.
I would pull those ladies aside and I would get in them. Like, did you just say to this woman, if you can afford this makeup brush?
The microaggressions are crazy.
Welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get authentic answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. Join me every week as me and my special guest reveal the keys to longevity and success in the beauty industry, from the ups and downs of their journey to the nitty-gritty of their struggles and triumphs. We're spilling the tea on it all, and most importantly, having fun while doing it. You ready?
Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty here, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast. I am so happy to have you here, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. So today, I am so excited because I have Miss Viola Nicholson with me today. She's a makeup artist. She's the owner of Brushes by Viola and the founder of the BLB Collective. Oh my gosh, this is a long time coming. I'm so excited. Welcome to the Friends of Beauty podcast, Miss Viola.
Thank you so much. Finally, finally, finally. Yes, yes, yes. Look at you. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Look at that glow. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Making us so proud.
Thank you.
Very
so much.
Proud. I want to congratulate you on everything that you're doing. And I'm also one of your number one supporters. So whatever you need, I will be there. And I'm just really, really happy to see that how your journey, because I've been following you from day one.
Yeah.
And you're just blossoming. You're already blossomed.
Aww.
You're growing, and you're growing with your reach.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I love every bit of it.
It's such a pleasure to have your support.
Yes, it's inspiring.
Yes, we're going to talk so much today because I want to know all about you. I would tell everybody how we met and all that stuff in a second. But I want to start off with some icebreakers just to get us warmed up, and so the Friends in Beauty audience can get to know you a little bit outside of beauty.
Absolutely.
So the first one, just give us 3 random facts about you, whatever you want to share.
Okay, 3 random facts. I'm Dorothy Nicholson's daughter, and you know, God bless my mother. She's one of the strongest people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
What is another icebreaker? I could have been a boxer. That's another one. What's number 3? What's number 3? What is another icebreaker? What is another? You know what is an icebreaker? I jumped ship. I moved from Portland, Oregon to Chicago without social media, with a kid. So that is an icebreaker. Let that be an icebreaker, you know, because I see so many people now that goes, I'm moving to here, I'm moving there. What about moving without having anything like the Facebook and Twitter and
just doing
TikTok?
It.
Yes, yes. So let that be one.
Okay.
You know, because it scared me.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So the boxing thing. So you could have been a boxer based off of you was fighting all the time, or
it's
training.
I grew up with brothers, and we were always fascinated by Ali.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he said he was the greatest, you didn't have to be a boy to feel that you regret. Look at his daughter, Layla. I was always inspired by like Ali and Bruce Lee, and you know, growing up with, my mother had 9 children. Mm-hmm. So I was raised really quickly for my age. So the youngest 2 boys I had to stay home with.
Uh-huh.
So even though I had girl dolls, But they used to take my girl doll's head off and put it on Godzilla head.
Boys.
It would freak me out. And by the time when my shows come on, there was boxing. And I just love the style. My brother's a Hall of Fame boxer,
Nice.
Donnell Dot Nicholson. I loved his style of boxing. It was art. But he showed me since a little girl how to use a mobile whatever. But that would have been one of my career goals. That was one of my career goals.
Okay.
It was not to be like, yeah. I just love to. I probably would have had a beat face on. Probably been running from
Right.
the opponent.
That's funny.
But yeah, I love sports. I really do
Okay.
love
I love that. I used
them.
to watch boxing all the time with my mom growing up. And then recently I saw like a kind of like amateur boxing match, like a real boxing match in person for the first time. And I was like, ooh, I cannot. I cannot. I couldn't do it. Like you said, I'd be running from the people like, girl, don't make my face. Don't hit me.
When it's right. But yeah, I love sport, and I know that coming from an athletic family, I definitely would have had my hand in to physical being an athlete. That was I always love athletes. Very inspiring.
Nice. I like that.
Like
So I have
Sha'Carri, what's her name? Sha'Carri Richardson, the young
Oh
lady.
yeah.
She's
She's
incredible.
fire.
Flojo, very like we have beautiful history. We do. Black is so beautiful. Our history is so rich. It's inspiring. Really is.
Yeah, it is. I have these things called pod decks that have like these random questions in them. This is a what the heck and a would you rather. Which one do you like?
Let's see. Let me do the pod decks in red.
Okay. That's
Yeah,
a would you rather.
right. Okay.
Let's see. We'll just choose a random card. Oh no, this is interesting. Okay, I'm sure you know who these people are. Would you rather your voice sound like Gilbert Gottfried or Fran Drescher?
Oh, you know what? I like to do, I'm petty. I will go with Gilbert Gottfried because every time someone I get one of those calls, those do not call, and I will
Turn it
answer
on.
the
That'd be
phone.
so funny. I like that. Are there any causes or, yeah, like causes or purposes like you deeply believe in?
As far as a cause on the purpose of what I deeply believe in, what are you?
Like
Because
some
I'm
people
very
maybe like
serious.
mental health advocates or trafficking or I don't know. Some people are really into like different causes, breast cancer awareness.
My thing are teachers. Oh, I 100% support educators. Especially moving back to Chicago, and I see where the classes are very overcrowded, and the teachers, there are some great teachers, and then there are some teachers who just go to work for a check, whatever. But when I got involved heavy, when my son got into grade school and got into high school, and I always support educators, all of his teachers, even in my neighborhood. After each show, I donate all the products to the educators.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Yes, we have to embrace our the community. We have to embrace those who are in a service industry, in the public service industry. Right. We have to let them know that we are here and we see them and we thank them.
I agree. My
Yes.
sister is a teacher. She was telling
That's a
me
job.
recently that you know how kids go back to school and they have their little back to school list, and some parents complain about why does the teacher need 5 packs of markers or why do they need 10 packs of colored pencils when it's just my child? But she was explaining like the resources just aren't there for like the basic things that they need inside the classroom. So I said next year when I do like a You know how people do like back to school drives and stuff like that. I want to do it for like the teachers, for like specifically for the teachers to have their supplies that they need for the classroom.
Massages. Let me tell you, mentally, physically, they need a spa day. They need a self-care day. Mm-hmm. They really do. Teachers do. And you're absolutely right. And help them out with that as well. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. I would like to support you in that as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. What do people always tell you that you're good at aside from what you do professionally?
You know, being genuine. And you can be a listener. You can be someone they can open up to. That's what they always say. And I always come through for people. So that's another thing. Always be genuine. Always be giving. You don't have to be. Giving and use is two different things. Nobody can play me. I have people think they play me. It's like, I'm like Prince. You can't play me. I see right through you. Mm. You know, I give because I love to give. Mm. I don't give because it's to buy friends. I give because I love doing it. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my biggest gifts that God blessed me with.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, giving is different from being used. I like that.
Yeah.
When is the last time that you did something for the first time? Any new experiences lately?
You know what? I went into the lake, like really went deep into the lake. And I haven't done that in a long time at the beach. Yeah. Around my house. I haven't done that in a long, long time because, you know, I was scared because COVID. My mother, you know, she passed away from COVID.
I
always have a piece of her with me. Like, this is her scarf and her makeup. You know, she was very AJ Crimson fan. So this is all this makeup. God bless my family. And that was one of them. And I did it on a very hot day. Okay. And you know, we don't play in the sun. And so I did it on one of the hottest days in Chicago. I have not done that in a long time because I was either always working and never had the opportunity to just really go in and just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So sorry to hear about your mom.
Yeah. So, and she was one of the first when everything was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So after we filmed, I think Summer of Soul with Questlove, that was really the last time that I really saw my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So because everything had gotten shut down.
Wow.
And I had to live with that because I said, you know what, I should have just gone over our house anyway.
Yeah.
But we were so scared. She was scared. But she had my son. My son was there with her 100% all the way until the ambulance had to come and take her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we didn't know what was going on. And then she had the virus.
Right.
Yeah, right. And I had to say my goodbye on Zoom. So that put me in a whole different mindset and a mind frame because she was my rock. Like when I moved to Chicago, I didn't know what I was going into, you know? So she was my rock because I used to have to fly back and forth to see my son from Portland, Oregon to Chicago. And I always had to share with people back then, those plane tickets weren't cheap.
Right.
At all. No, you know, flying 3,000 miles away, but she was my rock. That was my rock. Yeah, that was my girl.
I have another friend of mine, close friend in beauty, whose mom passed during COVID as well.
My heart goes out to him in prayers. Yeah. It changed everything. It shifts everything. And you step back and you look at life in a whole different view. I always looked at life differently, but I look at it in a whole different view because that pandemic scared all of us. All of us didn't know what we were going to do. What was the outcome? Because you see now that the world is open. People are really different out here now.
Yeah, they are. They are very different now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So the last one for the icebreakers. So that was just the icebreakers. If you weren't a makeup artist, is there anything else you could see yourself doing?
I can see. Let me see.
Other than boxing.
other than be like swooping and like, hey, the metrics in the ring. Other than that, I really could see myself not even, I know a lot of women and mothers like myself, they always, most mothers are just not working, wanted to get back in a workforce. I was always a single parent working mother. What I can see myself really doing is being a cook.
Okay.
Let me tell you, that pandemic had me all on YouTube. I can't cook like my mother, but that pandemic had me trying out everything. And I think I'm good, you know, and my son always, or his friend always goes, how your mother fix that? Mm-hmm. Man, that stuff salmon was good. And I'm always a cook, a chef.
That is so ironic. The person I interviewed earlier said the exact same thing. She said she would be a cook.
Yeah. I was on Amazon shopping and getting all these different devices and gadgets and just all day watching YouTube. So I love it. I love it. And it's therapy. It's meant to, like, I love it. I love how my, you know, your space smelling like food. I love food.
Good food.
Yeah, I love food. So I'm ready to do brunch with you soon.
Okay, let's do it. We got to link up in a city.
Yes. You updated. Listen, it's only a flight away.
I know that's right. We out here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So y'all, I don't even, you know what? I don't even really know like when I came across you on like social media, but I feel like we've been social media friends, like you said, pretty much since like the close to the beginning of me becoming a makeup artist. So that's like almost 2 years.
It's a while. Like this new page I have, everything is new. Okay. Like a lot of people had thought that I had deleted them. I'm like, no. For some reason, Instagram had removed everything from my page. So I lost all that content. I had Facebook since I think 2007 when I was doing my very first masterclass with Reggie Wells.
Wow.
And that was in 2007. I didn't know anything about bloggers. Because I kept seeing everyone was like Leanne Farbs. You had Leanne Farbs. You had Jackie Anana. I'm saying her name right. I hope I am.
Love
them. Yes. Love them both. But I never heard of bloggers until then.
Yeah.
In 2007. Because again, I was working full-time, a full-time mother, and creating one of the biggest masterclasses in the industry independently.
Right.
So we weren't like brands came to us or company came to us. Remember at that time, only ones that were really doing those masterclasses with names like the Rachel Wells, with the names like Sam Fine, or with the names as even with, I'm trying to think of if there's another one. Anyone that was like a national artist, you have to be in retail.
Okay.
Or the customers have to buy into a gift card in order to come.
But so, people weren't doing it like independently. It was
Yes. No one was doing that So I came up with that idea. I'm going to tell you, the first one that I shared that with, besides my mother, it was Sam Fine back in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
In 1998, 1999, when he had his book.
Wow.
And I had got a call from the Nordstrom diversity manager, and I'm going way back in 1998. And they asked me like, hey, Viola, we would like for you to get involved with a great makeup artist. And we always hear you speak his name. And it was Sam Fine. And I'm going back in 1998, 1999.
So were you helping to like produce the masterclasses? Like what was your role in it?
My role in not in Sam's, that was through Mac and Nordstrom's.
Oh, okay.
I came to bring more people and to share who this man is and how he inspired me.
Gotcha.
And I shared to him that I will be creating a class for him. Gotcha. And he was like, you can do this yourself. That's when I had my 2-year-old son there.
Mm-hmm.
And we embrace each other because we see someone just like me, and I'm from Chicago, but I was in Portland, Oregon. Mind you, it's predominantly white in Oregon.
Yeah.
But my friends, they lined up to go and buy his book because I used to say his name and educate At that time, I think I was with Bobby Brown, was working for Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm. So I used to just educate everyone about this is why I love doing makeup besides my mother. But this brother right here is the truth. Yeah. Same goes for Reggie Wells. And there was, oh my goodness, Janet Jackson's makeup artist at that time.
Is it Quiet Fire?
Frances Cooper. Oh, Frances Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah. And she, Fran Cooper, she amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Another one. So they only ones that I used to hear was Kevin O'Quinn when Kevin O'Quinn came out, but he was transforming people. Sam was actually was giving Black women the opportunity to go walk in with confidence and yeah. go in and be inspired and apply to be makeup artists.
Mm-hmm.
So he laid the foundation out for us.
That is fantastic. I have that Kevin O'Quinn book. I think it's Making Faces or Changing mm-hmm. Faces, something yeah. like that, where he's like transforming people into like different decades and all of that stuff. I love hearing these stories because I feel like when I talk to seasoned artists, it's like a lot of you all came up at the same time, like as peers. Like
Yes. We respected each other then too. Mm-hmm. We weren't competing, you know, like I'm not a competitor. Like I will cheerlead for you. I will be your backbone, especially if it's a powerful movement. Mm-hmm. And it's something that regardless if I started in the 90s doing makeup until someone who just started today, mm-hmm. you still have that rush and that love and that passion. Mm-hmm. And you want to serve your purpose
mm-hmm.
on how you become greater, but not being competitive. And I see that a lot to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of competitiveness, but you have to find your tribe. That's why I admire the Black Beauty roster. I love anything that, including the makeup show, Jane mm-hmm. Vincent, and you know, those are my boys. Like Michael DeVellis, those are my guys as well. They show me love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no competition. Even if I get a call and I can't do the job, I will call someone. Hey, are you available?
Right.
Right.
So how long have you been a makeup artist now?
You know, it's 1991.
What?
Let me see. 1991. Because now I was a model. I was a print model. Print fashion model in Portland, Oregon, too. I used to model for Ryan.
I can see you being a model.
Yeah, I used to model for Ryan Artistry. Okay. And then it changes. Ryan Artistry used to be what's known as Rose City Talent.
Okay.
So you didn't have, again, that was the payoff nursing. Like, I went to school to be a nurse. I was like, okay, it's not hitting it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the instructor. I'm not, you know, feeling I need something that people that look like me and who can talk our language and who really want to see Black nurses.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to nursing school, but I was also modeling it to pay for my nursing school.
Okay.
But this is what happened. A photographer saw me doing my own makeup. Everyone else had a makeup artist. No one could do my makeup. My mother went out and she shopped for me. She got my Borghese. I was a number 8. My mother had to school the people, the beauty advisors at the counters at these stores. Even at every store, she had to school them. How to pick makeup, how to approach us. So you have a woman from the South Side of Chicago coming into these stores dressed to the nines to let them know this is what, no, my daughter, no. And so she, I had her whole kit. She bought me all this makeup and she showed me how to do my own makeup.
Uh-huh.
Since a little girl, my mother always was glam. So when that photographer, who was a photographer for Nike, he noticed my skills.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what? You come in and you photograph well. You look better than all the models. You can make money. And I turned my whole body around. When he said money, I turned my whole body around. He said, you can make just as much money being a makeup artist as a nurse.
What?
And he said, and because I like helping people, that's why I chose to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
But makeup and fashion always been my passion.
Okay.
Beauty and glam. But what really got me into want to be an entrepreneur and create for myself was when I started hearing the stories for all the brands like Chanel, Elizabeth Arden. Mm-hmm. You start hearing Estee Lauder, you know, at that time. You had Elizabeth Arden, Estee Lauder, and you had Prescriptives was coming out at that time. But you had Chanel. So glam was it. But when you start hearing their stories, that's when you start going to your elders and you start sharing to them, this is what you want. And I remember my father said, you know more about them, now it's time for you to share to them who you are.
No,
I was like, go ahead, daddy.
Right.
Go ahead, dad. I was like, okay. So I did just that.
Mm-hmm.
So every brand that I worked, remember, I was in a region where no one looked like me.
Right.
I could count on one hand. No one wore glam.
And this is in Oregon? Or Chicago?
In Portland, Oregon. Okay. And then at that time, the brands used to fly you to California, fly you to different cities. They don't do that as much anymore. Mm-mm. But I used to have to fly to California, fly to Seattle, or fly to Vegas to help with the numbers or become one of the feature artists. So that was my role. So all the West Coast were knowing me. Even when they came in Portland, I stayed booked. Even when it was a hip-hop show, I stayed booked even when I was working. But the photographer shared to me about just going to the store. Everyone in the stores knew me. Like, the malls. The malls were popping then. So you go in, here's the store manager. I was always getting hired on the spot. But my first job was fashion fair. I was a fashion fair makeup artist.
Wow.
Wearing that pink smock. Wearing a pink smock and doing my white girlfriend's makeup with fashion fair. So that's how I got with Estee Lauder. Leonard Lauder saw the, my friends. I was the busiest counter in the whole mall. Always busy.
Wow.
So we were different then. You know, you had hip hop was really coming out and the Gen X was really speaking out. Mm-hmm. So it was a time to be in during that time.
Wow, that's incredible. What are like some highlights that stand out to you from your over 3 decades as a makeup artist? I'm sure you've done so much, but what are some things that you just like experiences that you would just never forget as a makeup artist?
You know, let me tell you, being a mother, single mother, I sometimes would have to take my son with me.
Mm-hmm.
And what stood out that he was a good kid and people knew me before I had a child.
Okay.
And I remember going on, I had got called to do Terry Ellis from Invogue.
Okay.
Yeah. And she came prepared, but I had to share with them that I'm going to have to bring my son with me. And just so happened that when she came to the store, when she came, because I was a makeup artist at Nordstrom's as well, I'm going back into the 90s again. And she saw my son's baby picture. She was like, oh my God, can I have this picture? And only thing I had to do, she's so pretty, beautiful. And one of my girlfriends said, Viola, there's a Montessori school across the street just open. I could take Marie over there and watch him for you. That was a highlight.
Wow.
And it was all God. It was all God. But she was the most gracious woman. Southern Belle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she had a fragrance out at that time. Nice. I had a fragrance out. That was one of the highlights because it's taught me how to juggle motherhood and a career. But also you have to talk to God because that's where the moment was that, is this really what you want?
Yeah.
You know, some people would choose a career or motherhood, whatever. But I chose all of it. I had to pray on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my biggest highlight was that. Meeting that beautiful woman from Invogue. And okay, how I'm going to juggle this because I have the opportunity to meet one of my favorite groups, who was En Vogue. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know so many other makeup, I know so many makeup artists who are like single mothers and they have to sacrifice a lot, like just in pursuit of, you know, their dreams. It's like, you don't want to lose yourself and just get wrapped up into motherhood. You still want to be able to do the things that bring you joy. So just having that support system, I can imagine, or just people who understand and don't want to don't judge you for bringing along your kid.
Yes. And even with Sam. When Sam was at his book signing at Nordstrom, he said, "Viola, I'm having something else in Atlanta." Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll be there. And because he saw Marge was running around because he knew everybody in the stores. The Nordstrom's, everyone knew him. And they were also my babysitters at time as well. You know, I had a village back at home, back in Portland. That we all took care of each other. So I told him, just tell me when it's that Brunner Brothers show. I was there. Yes. And that was when it was in the 90s again. Like, again, no Wi-Fi, Google, whatever was coming up, but it wasn't as, we didn't have access to anything at that time.
Yes. I would love to know from you too, like prior to social media, like how did you all go about? Because I mean, I'm old enough to not have been around before, you know, social media was the thing. So I remember posts. I remember before social media, but I wasn't building my business yet. I was
right.
So before you had social media to build your business, how were you all going about like connecting and networking with one another?
You know, let me tell you, the magazines. Mm-hmm. I at that time I remember calling Fajwa Joshua. And she's from Philly.
Okay.
And I was going to have Sam come to Nordstrom's. I was trying to get him to Nordstrom's at that time. And another person I was trying to get, who, you know, I love her dearly, she's my sister, was Cindy Watson.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's my girl. You know, I would call the numbers that used to be in the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam's agent, Paz Management at that time, that we used to play phone tag a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of phone tagging and a lot of paging or just missing phone calls. But we connected and we networked. Same goes for Fran Cooper. Mm-hmm. When she would come in town with Janet or would come in town, I would call and you would get in contact with their managers. Mm-hmm. Same goes for Reggie Wells with Oprah. Remember at the time they used to always say, call this number 312. And they didn't have the area codes at that time. Just call this number.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do that.
Nice.
I would do that. Yeah. I would call. If you could go to Essence or any of those magazines, you will see the numbers. And again, we were slim in having black makeup artists. It was very rare. Right. It was not like how it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is either a makeup artist or a hairstylist or a model or actor or something now.
Yeah. How was the climate back then as far as diversity and inclusion goes? Because even when you mentioned that, you know, you were doing your own makeup, I'm like, dang, you was doing that back then? Like, models are still showing up having to do their own makeup sometime. What was that climate like in the industry?
It was horrible. Mm. It was horrible. And I used to make them feel that. So when you walk in into any room, people can tell that you are very confident. I'm not insecure at all. Mm. I never come off that I'm insecure. I come off that, she's nice. And sometimes my kindness and niceness will make a person think disrespect is what I take. And then once I let them do it once or twice, but that third time, it's my turn. Yes. It's my turn. You know, I will pin you in a corner like,
I like this. My
and
turn
I have a
now.
Good memory. I have a good memory. You know, I came from a family of nine siblings. So eight siblings, I have a good memory. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't forget anything. It's like, move on. No, we're not going to move on. I'm just going to call you out because you was wrong. Even so, and that goes to where I create masterclasses like I do. If you look at the titles of the classes, A Day of Beauty, A Fine Day of Beauty, masterclass of beauty, another fine day of beauty, because I went through that racism era. You know, sometimes I still go through it, but that never broke me. You have to show them more than you can let a person know. Yeah. You don't hardly ever see me with long drawn posts. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. I prefer go ahead and create, make the magic, and let people come and you see it for yourself. You make the posts on what you just experienced.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't have anyone to speak for us at all. We had to educate others. Who was Naomi Sims? What did Fashion Fair to Johnson's family? Who we had to educate. All we used to see was Estee Lauder. We used to see their collateral, their images, Yola Lancome. You never saw a Black model when you walk into the stores.
Wow.
Not in the 90s. I'm trying to think. No.
That's crazy. And I campaigns. I'm like, I can't even imagine that.
That's why we give Naomi Campbell, or even we're going to go a further before her, Iman. Beverly Johnson. Well, the other beautiful Danya from, she was originally from Michigan, but Detroit, Michigan. And she had to go to London, overseas, to Europe to be accepted. And they just did a HBO special on her.
Oh, wow.
But Constance White.
Wow. Wow. I can't even imagine. I mean, it's still, of course, a lot of work to be done, but it's definitely come a long way.
You know, just like when I see you all come together, it put a smile on my face that, you know, and when I hear nice things that's been said about each one of us, I don't never want to hear anything negative about, well, she don't know how to do my face. Then is the reason why she don't know how to do your face. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily be the makeup artist. It's energy. We're touching people.
Oh my God.
A lot of times I turn down work. It.
Oh my God.
I turn down work for my mental, you know?
Yes.
I turn it down. Like, God is my provider.
Yeah.
They always go, you let that job go. It wasn't for me. It was for that person. I will always get work, because you know why? I know how to create money. But you know how to create money, you good.
Yeah.
You know, I know how to create it. I'm good.
Yeah.
So energy is everything, just like what you do. You're in your element. And when I see you in your element, you just glow. Mm-hmm. When a person glow, they're in their element. They are. You know, a lot of people didn't know that there were me creating these classes.
Yeah.
I never put my face out there because it wasn't about me. It was about me giving opportunities, creating an economy, letting the industry know, letting these corporations know.
Yeah.
We are here. We are here.
A lot of people, like, here. Nowadays, everybody wants to be seen. So a lot of people aren't comfortable even playing, like, the background, like, being behind the scenes. Everybody wants to be at the forefront.
Listen, as long as my bills paid, I'm good. I don't have to be. I am so good. Like people see me, they know who I am, but I also have people who don't like me. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with that.
Right.
Just because I'm doing something right.
Right.
You know, because you're doing something. Now, if I was doing something wrong, oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be a whole banners of me splashed everywhere. And if I was, and I'll say it again, if I was a white girl.
Yeah. So how do you deal with that? Like, the knowing that some people don't like you, because a lot of people do things because they want to be liked. You know, they post things on social media because they want to be liked. So if somebody comes and says something negative, they don't know how to handle it. How would you advise someone to handle that kind of situation?
Oh, they hurting themselves. Mm-hmm. They hurting inside, internal. That's something internal.
Mm-hmm.
I would give them flowers.
Right.
For real. Or let me tell you, I know so many people, I know of these people who don't like me. You know, I still show them love. I still will help them pay for something.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my blessings. You know, I'm going to get my blessings. And if you walk around with this pit in your stomach of negativity, and you missing out on something so great and so beautiful in life. Yeah. I don't want, you know, how the things are going these days. I mean, we was in the shutdown for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Go find yourself. Do some soul searching.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. Don't worry about you. You're fine. I mean, you too can be fly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like you.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I'm sure there's plenty other podcasts, but the uniqueness is it's you.
Yeah.
No one can take that away from you. And then when you want to bite friends and you want to be in a group, be the mean people, go be it. And then when that shut down, then what you have?
Right.
Because those same people is going to turn on you. Hmm. You're not going to have no one. And you're going to have to do so much soul searching.
That is crazy. Even the energy thing, like I was telling somebody else recently, I've started to realize that I don't even think it's makeup. It's certain people I come in contact with client-wise that drain me. Like, I didn't realize it before. I always thought it came from doing like large parties or something, like you're doing a wedding or something.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought when I got home, oh, you're tired. I'm like, no, I just recently realized, like, no, that's energy. An energy exchange.
You have to pray for it. You have to pray for discernment. And it's lessons, experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you go back to that environment again? No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Sometimes you have to say no to a lot of things. No. And you will be okay, because you know why? You have something greater aligned in a side, mm-hmm. and that you're already working on, that's going to be beautiful, magnificent. And you don't even have to share it. That's the beauty of keeping things within until it's time for you to show it to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. It's magic. It's mm-hmm. magic. No one can take that away from you. And I had worked on clients, you know, celebrities who didn't like what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't even about that. And I knew what it was as soon as I walked in the room.
Yeah.
I said,
that's so true.
As soon as if they see anything that look like this, a blonde hair, or and I get this,
mm-hmm.
like, sister.
That is so true.
I am so good. Listen, call your people. You know what? I'm going to help you out even more, because every kit that I have be brand new. I'm going to leave this to you.
Uh-huh.
Now it's a different tone.
Right.
I'm good. I don't have to touch you. I mean, get paid anyway.
Yeah.
It's in the contract, whether I touch you or not. And I'm going to get my check. That's all that matters. I can get more makeup.
Right. And that's so interesting. I think we have to learn how to, like, not take things so personally. Because I remember working with a company before, and I still do work for them every now and then. But I remember them, like, specifically telling us as women, like, not to come looking, basically don't come looking too good, because the women who were there that we were servicing, of course, they don't want their husbands to, you know.
I used to hear that.
So you want me to jeopardize my appearance because somebody is insecure?
I'm not about to look like a crackhead for you. Crazy?
Right.
So you want me to look like a hype?
So that the husband won't get, you know, too.
Yeah,
that's a personal problem. Like that,
that's personal. Don't share that with us. Like, we came here to do a service,
right?
And if your service is impeccable and you're working, you're professional. And that's a lot of reason why I don't get calls,
mm.
and it don't get calls from certain people is because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of that. And then I would get a call back like, hey, are you available, when they see who I am or get to know that, oh, I don't want your dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, what? We know he dusty.
You know, like I seen you know, this man out. Like,
yeah.
That's your issue.
I'm good.
That's your issue. Yeah, right. Yeah. I used to hear that. And we were told that. I was told that at a couple brands. Like Viola in here, and don't do that to me, especially if it's a company corporate brand and will come, and these aren't like the middle people.
Yeah.
The middle people, I say, you know, I'm about to cuss you out. So why are you? I'm just a messenger. And what happened to the messenger?
I'm going to take this message back.
Right. And they will do that. And they'll always use, and I still get apologies to this day. I would get apologies and they'll send me things for my son. And it's like, it's all good. I've been moved on, but it's a guilt that's within.
Yeah.
It's the guilt trip.
I even asked, I remember when I first started doing the podcast, I asked Morel specifically too about why, or his opinion as to why certain women, I felt like, preferred male glam, like the hairstylist, the makeup artist, the wardrobe person. I'm like, it seems like they lean more to what you rarely see a woman that has like an all female like glam team.
They do. And you don't see that. You do not see that. And that's where the beauty of, like, I'm a co-founder of the Black Legends in Beauty. So I'm co-founder. So that's where the Black Legends in Beauty and Leaders come in at. You're going to see me reach out to you. Like, hey, can you help me out with my makeup? You probably may see me reach out to a Tippy Shorter. For that's the love of that highlighting. This is what we do. We it's all about love, support, and if clients continue using only male, you're gonna have a whole set of young ladies right now that are Black young ladies. They're going to go to different races, do their makeup. They're going to get treated just as well. And I always share that with them. Continue. If you're getting treated well by a whole different race of people and they're showing you love, stay with them. Raise your rate up as well, because you're worth it. Yep. Because they should have had hired you from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, because those amazing talent, a lot of those male artists can't do everyone, and they get burnt out. They get burnt out because, again, a lot of their clients, some of them become needy. They're humans as well. Like
past doing the glam.
They become needy, and then that's a burden on them. And then they won't have a life. They won't have a life.
You become the assistant, the babysitter, the therapist,
everything.
The Starbucks picker-upper.
and then you carry all of that home, wherever you go, and then it impacts your relationship, your own mental health.
Right.
It looks all good and gravy and everything. Everything looks amazing, but behind it all, and you always ask yourself, are you truly happy? You know, people confuse happiness from being content and at peace. You know, are you happy that you were able to do this client and now you're getting a lot of likes of it? Or would you do that client again? Or are you content because you got a check or whatever, but now they're going to call you back? Are you at peace with it?
Yeah.
So you have to find, are you truly happy? Even when I was working in stores, I remember I was unhappy because how I was seeing other customers were getting treated differently from other clients. That's why I always use my voice. And that's how I became, you know, I brought out my makeup brushes.
Yeah.
Are you ready to reach a whole new audience and skyrocket your brand's visibility? Introducing your golden opportunity. You can advertise your product, service, or business here on the Friends and Beauty Podcast. This is the ultimate platform to connect with a vibrant community of beauty enthusiasts, professionals, and trendsetters. Our devoted listeners are passionate about all things beauty, and your message deserves to be heard. Whether you're a makeup brand, a skincare guru, salon owner, or anything in between, this is your chance to captivate a dedicated audience. Imagine your brand's name resonating through earbuds, sparking conversations, and inspiring action. This is your chance to make waves in a sea of possibilities. So don't wait. Step into the spotlight and let your message be heard, okay? Connect with us today at friendsandbeauty.com/advertise to seize your moment on the Friends and Beauty podcast. Don't worry, I'll leave everything down below for you. And elevate your brand, capture attention, and make an impact. I look forward to sharing your brand with my friends in beauty, okay? So let's go ahead and jump back into the episode.
I was going to ask you about those brushes.
Did I bring them?
Because I was going to ask, because when you said, you said, I know how to create money. I was like, I got to ask you about creating money with these brushes.
Yes, yes. And, you know, my son, I remember my son when he was around 7, 8 years old, and my girlfriend's two young boys, too. I remember they were sharing with me, you need to come up with your own. Because kids sponge up everything, because I used to always share with my sister friends on how Black women were treated differently when they were at the counters. This is way before, I always share with people, things were going on way before this social media.
Yeah.
I would pull those ladies aside and I would get in them. Like, did you just say to this woman, if you can afford this makeup brush?
The microaggressions are crazy. sometimes they don't even realize they're doing it. Like, honestly.
And I would have to get on them, and it would just break my heart, and they would see me. Some of these women would see me, and I used to get gratis. You know what I used to do with that gratis? Give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I used to see the ladies or whatever, here you are. Oh, this is where you live. This is when I was living in Chicago, when I moved to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I saw, and see, Oprah was the it thing out here at that time. Anything what Oprah say, sold. Right. That's where I grabbed Reggie Wells. And I asked Reggie, I said, you know what? You make in this industry a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, every time you put a product on TV, gone. I said, what's doing it for you? And then I told him, I said, okay, when I moved to Chicago, I didn't see a lot of people that look like me.
Wow.
Doing makeup. Not making it, having an impact. They were doing, let me tell you, there's different in rate and audience.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing the Black shows, but the Black shows were small. And the Black shows they were doing in Chicago wasn't attracting, I would say, my audience for Neiman Marcus clients.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so when I came to Chicago, by being out on the West Coast for 23 years, when I came back home as a grown woman, as a mother, you know, and with a career, and I already had like 10 or 12 years more experience than anyone that was in this city. So I didn't know anyone here. So when I grabbed Reggie, I said, this is what I want to do for you. Mm-hmm. And I knew some of the producers at Harpo. And I said, I want to create an event, a masterclass for you. And he was like, girl, what are you talking about? Because he was somebody's want to take my son to go get a hamburger. I said, he all right. He's good. So my son kept saying, no, thanks. I don't want to eat. No, thanks. And he said, well, I used to see you at Nordstrom's. I know what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, girl, they ain't going to like you out here. I said, that's on them.
Right.
And I embrace everyone. So with that, over 300 to 600 women showed up at the masterclass.
I can imagine.
Oprah's I done the all the PR with another woman, beautiful sister, who's by my side. And over 600 women showed up. This is in 2007, but it took me a year to create it.
Mm.
So I had Reggie set up at different retail stores while I was working 48 hours for my own job, raising my son and going to his school. Mm-hmm. So I had all of Oprah's favorite things pretty much that she used, that Reggie introduced me to. to a lot of the products that I wasn't aware of. And it took a lot of work. That's a lot of work. And I put it at the Palmer House, downtown Chicago. And then I laid low for a minute because I was exhausted. I was so tired. I laid low and I had another itch. You know, I said, okay, let me grab my boy. Let me grab Sam. And I shared with Sam's manager, Erotney. Erotney is one of the best managers, and a lot of people need to know about Erotney and his clients. He's amazing. One of the best.
He's still around.
Erotney Davis. I think that's his last name. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's also an honoree for Black Legends and Beauty.
Okay.
Black manager that really got A-list clients like Sam Fine. I had to educate Chicago and the corporate brands on this man. This is why your products are selling. Again, I had to narrow him down because he had almost 200 people at his event. So all of the PR, a lot of that, and then I brought him back again. So it takes a lot. Morrell Hollis, another one. Chicago loves him. They love Morrell.
That's my man.
They love him. My family, they love him. You know, Reggie showed up for support, and he came to Chicago. My nieces and sisters, everybody was loving him like he was family. I have to bring him back here to celebrate him, but he's also a part of the Black Legends, an honoree that as a leader, he's a serious leader. And then you have
to get him on the show. I need to get Reggie on here.
Yeah, AJ Crimson, my other, you know, he was always my little big brother. You know, there was many nights where he would sit up and talk to me and be very transparent. And even with his issues, what he was having at the counters, but being a Black man, a Black guy working at a brand that women really didn't know how to talk to him. So, so that's where I come in at, because I am a protector. Even when you come to Chicago, I got you. And I always let people know I got them. And to jump right into it, I have a really great friend. And he's and his daughter is beautiful. He does music. And I tapped into that as well. But he's also another person that's great to talk to. And you want to hear people that's not in the industry, but you want to share with them that what you're going through in this game.
Yeah.
And by me creating something so beautiful for people in Chicago to be able to come to without going into any establishment feeling left out or not feeling treated well, respectfully, that's why I start creating master classes for the public to be able to attend. Even if you have a child and you don't have someone to babysit, I was a single parent. Bring your children. Long as they're not bad, bring them. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay. But I always keep them busy. Always keep them busy. But going back to my brushes, I launched those brushes back in 2010.
Okay.
Brushes by Viola. So I launched those in 2010. And Sam helped me launch those for me at his master class.
Okay.
Yeah, all natural brushes, blue point squirrel, you know, sable, fox. I was just blessed with my girlfriend's children and my son when they said, you need to come out with your own. And to say that, you know who those two young boys are? They're young men now. And they're fathers. My son isn't a father yet, but one is Chance the Rapper.
Oh,
and
wow.
Taylor Bennett.
You said who, Chet Bennett?
Taylor Bennett, his little brother.
Oh, Taylor Bennett, okay.
Two of the most mannerable, beautiful children that I ever met. And they kept a smile on my face. And I used to tell my friend, their mother, to bring them up to the job, let me see them, because I had to take my son back to Portland because Chicago was so fast. And so I had to ask my mother, can she keep him while I get my head together in Chicago, because people just coming at me like, can you do this for me? Can you? But when I started to notice that they were trying to take, it's like, oh, this is what you all on. That's when they realized that you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You're new and you like fresh meat out here in this big old city. It's, you know, but those babies.
So with the brushes, how long did it take you to, what was the process of developing that line?
You know, let me tell you, I had got several manufacturing companies and I had them to do mock-ups for me,
okay,
and ship them to me. And I went to each brand to try their products with those
sample brushes.
Yeah. So I said, okay, this hair doesn't work for that texture.
Yeah.
This Blue Point Squirrel brush can pick up this powder, softer, this Chanel powder. You can give it a pretty much more of a flawless look without looking heavy and cakey.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up more pigment. So I said, okay, let me ship this back and show them how to design them for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where the design came in at. Like, they wouldn't, the wood, I didn't want anything that felt like matte or heavy. I want something that felt pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you mind if I run and grab them?
I would love to see. Like, look, I love show and tell.
Yeah, hold on for one second.
We love this. So if you are listening to the audio, you definitely have to tune in on YouTube so that you can see these brushes and also, yeah, just to see our beautiful faces, period. I love this. Ooh, purple pouch. Yes.
You see?
Wow.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it? See, this is wood. I had these are handmade.
Okay.
See?
It looks soft.
Wow. Yeah. And let's see. And then, let's see. See, I made one with a contour, the same hair.
Mm-hmm.
Slight point curl. Mm-hmm. See, brushes by Viola.
Uh-huh. That's really cool, because my best friend is going to love this, because she's always like, people need to come out with more tool lines. Like, people need to come out with brushes. I like that one.
See how they can pick up. So you're a makeup artist, but you just looking at it, you know it can pick up products. Yeah. And remember I was telling you about, like, even with the smudger.
Mm-hmm.
See? The lip. Whatever. You know, this is a fox. The lip.
Wow.
You pick up that cream. Whatever. It or anything that cream. Use less product. So that's why. And then I didn't like how people were getting sold makeup.
Mm-hmm.
If they couldn't afford it, it's like, okay, let's make it even better, because I'm going to create something where it's going to be affordable as well. And quality.
Yeah.
And quality. Quality matters. It definitely matters. And I know I had, I remember doing this independent low budget film. And I helped, and I wanted to help out, because I wanted, at that time, I wanted that cast to be able to understand what it feels like to have quality and what it feels like not to have someone to work on a set because it's for a film.
Yeah.
So when most of the cast member felt products that felt good to them, nothing that because it's a low budget film that you got to have low budget products. No,
mm-hmm.
no. Quality matters. And you give so much more respect with it. But yeah, I need to send you a set. So be sure to give me your info.
I would definitely
have love for you. Love for you. You know, when I saw you, I had an extra set my bag. Yeah, when I was in New York, I had some brushes with me that day, and when I turned around, I was like, oh, she's gone.
I saw you that day, I was just so tickled. I don't even know what year that was. That might have been like 2016 or something, maybe.
It had to be. 2016 or 18, one of those years.
I was so tickled because I, you know, we had been following each other for so long at that point, and I had never seen you in person. And I think I was, I just happened to turn around. I think I was sitting in, you know,
I watching. Surprised everyone because like, no one knew I was in town. No one knew I was there. And I love me some New York. I love East Coast. Mm-hmm. I love New York. I love DC.
Okay.
And actually, I'm thinking about creating something in DC. So I would be reaching out to you.
Yeah.
And it may be a little bit before the holidays.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I'm a DC girl through and
through. I know. I know. I love DC. I have people out there. So, but DC had been on my, on one of my lists. So I said, I'm going to give Chicago some, lay low with Chicago because I gave them some of the best. Some of the best people and events, and it's time for me because so many people from DC were flying in. Uh-huh. A lot of people from New York were flying in to my classes. So now I want to show that same love and go to their cities and let's do it again. You know, but DC definitely been on my list.
I know that's right.
It's a lot of talent there.
It, yeah, we have a lot of talented people here and like the surrounding areas too.
Yeah, you are one of them. So, you know, that's what makes you stand out. Because I look at, even in Chicago, I look at how the community is. And Chicago is a hard city.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard city. Even when the makeup show comes, it's not like New York.
Mm.
You know, Chicago is a hard city.
Okay.
You know, they play hardball out here. Okay. But I broke that ground for them. It's like, oh, y'all not going to run me off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, now you see everyone doing, creating classes, or they creating a platform, or everything is about beauty now. And it's like, okay, you still want to also show love to those who made sure that you were able to have this voice.
Yes.
You know, same goes for you. What you're doing is so brave. Just because you have probably like 1,000 or people out there doing podcasts, but what you're doing is brave.
Oh,
and I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm proud of you. Yeah, never let that glow go.
Thank you.
Don't let it glow. Don't let it go for no one because it's so beautiful. It makes me smile.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. I wanted to ask you too about just creating income. You say you know how to make money, or you know how to, you said something like to that. So as a makeup artist, I feel like a lot of people get stuck in just doing makeup. Like if you're a makeup artist, that's what you have to do to create income. So are there any other ways that you have explored? Like just to sustain, like as a full-time makeup artist without just always, you know, picking up the brush.
Even besides creating like the makeup brushes, and those makeup brushes be selling, they sold out, you know, I can't even really keep them in.
Okay.
So there's another one. Even when I'm talking to my son, he always goes, you know, you can do some other things on Amazon. You know that, right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You talk a lot. He said, I'll be hearing you on the phone. And that's where I see where, even with you, I always thought about, like, let's have a group where each one of us can vent.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you go, again, working at these stores,
yeah,
for years, you see people buy a $300 gift card. Those customers don't want that damn product. They come to vent.
Okay.
They would come in and say,
My husband,
blah, 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 I just need some me time. Blah, 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 blah.
The kids.
It's like, okay. Do you have time? Do you have a minute to? People are in need of each other right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, to have access to you, you have to pay. It's like, girl,
yeah, I'm having this energy.
I'm having something. Are you ready to come to it?
Right.
It's better than you know, like every therapist there, but it'll be not as formal. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I always felt that, even coming out with a book, I have so much to share. You know, I have a lot of things where I hear things about me and the shit don't be true. It's like, where are you getting this from? And it tickles me until people really find out that, oh, you listen to a liar.
Right. Crazy.
It's beautiful. So, and then how, you know, you prove people, you show people better than you can tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I always ask people, this guy used to say, this man was telling me, I said, what man is telling you this? So then you coming to me for help, then you need to go to that person and ask that person to help you. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't talk. Well, then don't bring, I don't talk to people who talk to folks that talk about me or anyone that I know. Because I am that person that if I will cover your name. In Jesus' name, like, okay. It's like, no, I'm cut differently. Like, mm-hmm. I can walk away from makeup and still be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still, but, and then because I'm walking away from makeup, doesn't mean that I'm going to stop putting on makeup.
Right.
You know, it makes sense. So, you know, yes, is it an industry? Yes, but you have to find yourself and hold on to yourself because you can lose yourself. Just like Beyonce, when I see Beyonce on tour with her daughter, mm-hmm. with her family, I see all the negativity, but I also see something greater.
Yeah.
If you ain't not inspired by one of the best, one of the greatest entertainers of our time right now, and she have all this negative because she put a child out there, and I see things where people say about her baby, again, she's still composed and still mm-hmm. bad. Right. It's like you can't take that away from her.
Unbothered. But
she's not built for the week.
Right. Unbothered.
She's not built for the week because you probably talk about my child back then. I'd probably be like, I'm getting you and you like a wrestler. I'm getting you.
Uh-huh.
But she's bigger than that. That's what makes her so phenomenal. Just a beautiful person because she knows how to navigate through all the BS and still win.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know that have the whole world coming out with chrome,
right?
And woman of four. I mean, that woman
looking like baked potatoes and stuff.
Yes, that woman was not playing. I'm sorry, that woman was not playing with nobody. Like around the globe,
mm-hmm.
she had every race, culture, gender out here, religion out here, just living their best life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful thing to see because I haven't seen that since Michael Jackson.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yes, yes. Did you go?
I did. I actually had the opportunity to, it was a complete surprise, a Black Beauty roster again. Before I got the award, she had invited me to their suite. So I was in a suite to see Beyonce. It was like, I had no plans of going and she called it surprising.
And you know what? You so well deserve. It's so well. It can be to a better person than you.
Oh, thank you.
You so much deserved it, you know, and this makes me happy. It makes me happy. It makes me proud just to see, because I used to always say that even in my 20s, I would say that I wonder what I would be, because, you know, people over 50, like mm-hmm. I'm over 50. And mm-hmm. I always say, even in my 20s, what would I be at? Even working at the counter or even on a makeup, on a photo shoot.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those bitter, unhappy people. I still want to be in this industry, but I also want to see more beautiful Black people.
Yeah.
And look at you. Bam. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bam.
One thing I really love about what you've been telling me is like, you're a connector. You're big on networking. So Friends of Beauty started off as networking events. I don't know if you know mm-hmm. that. But,
I remember that.
It started off as networking events. And I'm really trying to be an example. And then also stress the importance of building genuine relationships, connecting with people, collaborating. And you, that seems like the whole, the foundation of your whole career has been just adding value to people. Can you really just speak to, especially like the younger artists, younger than me, that are coming up, about the importance of building genuine relationships and collaboration and, you know.
Yeah, don't feel pressure. Anything that feels forced, it's not for you. Mm-hmm. Even if if you're an introvert, find that person to make be able to. Yep. I'm an introvert and I have anxiety. It's like, no, I'm not doing any of that. Mm-hmm. I am good. If you notice, you don't see me out a lot.
Yeah.
You don't see me with the masses. You and Chicago is big. You hardly ever see me at any functions or events
uh-huh.
here. And it's a reason why. Because if I feel out of place, that's where I go and create me a space for people that feel like me, move like I do, love like I do,
yeah.
and create. Don't give up being creative. I see so many people that younger artists want to be an artist for the Cardi B's. And mm-hmm. I always share with them, do you study Cardi B? Study her. Study what she's doing. She has children. And I think that with the pandemic, I was proud to see a lot of celebrities taking off the makeup, taking off the act, and speak to their audience, speak to their followers. We have so many, there has been so many suicides. And you want to be able to grab them. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you, when I was creating, I came to Chicago. I had the opportunity to be in New York. I had the opportunity to be in California.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did? I came to the place where we had the most pain.
Wow.
You don't go to the place where it's the most beautiful. Then where are you going to fit in?
Yeah.
I came to a place where I went back to the same neighborhood from the South Side where I saw my people hurting.
Wow.
That's where you want to go. Those who fighting something, that's different out of envy of others. That's different. They have to do some soul searching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a pastor. You got to find a pastor. Go to church or do your virtual church. But those, for me, or in the schools, when you look at those little faces
mm-hmm.
and you see sometimes the teachers will tell you, a lot of teachers like your sister, she put so much heart in it because she care. Yeah. You have to care.
You got to care.
Yes. Like what you're doing. I don't see you just, oh, I'm doing a podcast and let me grab my friend. It's Friends in Beauty. Because it's beautiful and you're grabbing people with a beautiful soul.
Mm-hmm.
You're grabbing people with a beautiful heart. You're grabbing people with a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, with a purpose, not with beautiful intentions, not with bad intentions. And this is a hard job that you're doing. You make it look easy because with the editing and and getting set up and having your background and bringing people on.
Mm-hmm.
That's work.
I got stood up the other day. They don't be knowing the stuff I go through.
yeah. It's a lot that you putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
And that's where I come in at because I see you.
Oh,
that's where I come in at. Like, let me acknowledge her. Let me honor her. Let me have her as a leader, part of the leadership with Black Legends and Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Black Legends and Beauty, you see someone who's been in an industry for 50 years to probably 5 years
mm-hmm.
because of their leadership.
Okay.
But those are some icons. You look at Damone Roberts.
Yes.
Amazing. You see others like Anita Gibson, the Cindy Watson. People sleep on Cindy. Like, don't sleep on someone that because you don't see her out here, let me tell you, I will open up an Essence magazine and see my girl in the 90s. I'm like, she's not new to this, y'all. Mm. She's been in this game for a long time. And we need to hold on tight to someone like her.
Right.
And she's a loving person. And then you have Renee Garnt.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That's my other sister. Then you have Valerie Hunt Darden. You see my people, then my homegirl, my beautiful sister, Ashunta Sharif.
That's come my on big
now,
sis.
Morel Hollis. You got the Maren Hollins, and then you have Dave Jamar from New York, who does hair, have an Emmy. All of these, Keith Majors. Look at that photographer. Look at Matthew Jordan Smith. Do you see what we created? See what Black legends and leaders and not just being a beauty, but look at that. Look at that. So that is going to be beautiful.
Absolutely.
When we all together in one room, we're helping each other. Mm-hmm. And we all, just like when my mother passed, Matthew reached out, Sam reached out. We built a community of love and trust. Mm-hmm. Then you have Oscar James. Amazing. You need people that's going to look out for you. You need people in your life that's going to make sure you okay.
Mm-hmm.
You okay. Yeah. You know, that's what it's about. Are you okay? You know, ask people, are you okay? Yeah. How you feeling? Right. You know, we need feeling. That.
Yeah.
We need that. I remember when I first came back home, I remember Reggie said, girl, I don't know how you do it. I couldn't be around all these people. I told him, you're not me.
Right.
But you better get used to it.
Reggie is you funny. Know?
Yeah, he's funny. Girl, I don't see how you can do it. And you got this baby. Oh, girl, I don't know how you can do it. And he just tickled me. But just a phenomenal, amazing makeup artist. And a lot of kids don't know who he is.
Right.
Same goes for you. You don't think that what I share with you and that I've been on Friends and Beauty podcast, that I am going to share this.
Thank you.
Going to share this. It's going to be huge, and the impact that you have, you know, and something that you're doing, it may look small to you, but it's greater than the both of us. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. That's how the universe works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
I can see you with a daytime.
Oops.
Why not? DC need it. I can see you with that. I really can.
From your lips to God's ears.
Yes, I can see you. Like, you have to find your strength and find your gift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do what everyone else is doing. You know, I had someone ask me one day, the other day, so what's next, Miss Viola? I told her, I said, rest.
Okay.
Like, girl, what that. More do y'all want? Rest,
oh my gosh.
Baby.
People always want to know what's next. Like, can I sit
rest.
In this moment for a second?
Yeah.
Before I think about what's next.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So what's next? Rest. Yeah, that's why I took in that wind in that water.
Yes, shoot.
Yeah. Like, what you mean what's next? I told her, I don't understand. You know, you did the brushes, you did the events, you worked with everyone. Oh my God. And I wish I were you. Why? Do you know what comes with my territory?
Right. People don't know.
Do you know what comes with my territory? Can you walk past a hater and be okay? No, you cannot, because I'm watching you working now.
Right.
So what you mean, what's next? And then I told him, I said, rest. Baby, you know, take care of you. Self-care is everything. And then you go back outside. And then if outside isn't what you want, go back in. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. And create your own world sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, just because outside is open don't mean that I'm open to what's going on out here now. It's like, oh, it's really crazy now.
Right.
You know, and it's not that you want to get caught up into whatever. That's where you come in, and you have to create your own foundation, and you have to educate it. You got to water it.
Yeah.
Make sure everything is fine. Take care of your home, your own fortress.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be okay. Like, I am okay.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that.
Yes.
I like that. I know that, well, I feel like your legacy is pretty clear already. Like, just based off of this conversation of all the lives that you have impacted with, like, the people that we really hold at a high regard in the industry. But, like, personally, like, what do you want your legacy to be when people think about Viola and they think about the industry and the contribution you have made? Like, what do you want that to be?
You know, I always share with my son and his friends, and I always ask them questions. What do they see themselves or when they're around me, or what did I leave them with? Mm-hmm. And my son said, first of all, you're not afraid of anything.
I like that.
And you always push people to go for it. And you always said, if it's not for you, pull back. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, Lord, pull back. I'm sorry. I'm just going to put right here. Hold on for one second, because we're going to get this together right here. Hold on for one second. I'm so sorry.
Oh, where is it?
I'm fine. Okay. Because I saw the phones like, chick, you talking too much.
Like, you about to cut off. We about to cut you off.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's doing it on its own. Okay. See, I had so many gadgets. I got my ring light, all of these gadgets over here. What my legacy, it's going to be my name. Besides Viola Davis, if you notice, there ain't Viola, they're much beautiful, powerful women. So in the beauty industry, people are always going to remember me as being the makeup artist, but I also want them to remember me as being this fearless woman, being fearless out here. Scared, but that's where my faith comes in at.
Mm-hmm.
But I want them to, my legacy to be fearless, and she did that.
And that is right.
She did that. God is no joke, you know, and I always sit back and I step back and I take it in like, God, you really guide me to Chicago without any friends here,
mm-hmm.
without but him. And you also put it where you made it. It was hard because I was working around people who didn't like women that look like us.
Uh-huh.
That didn't stop me. So I have to show them how to love on us, how to respect us.
Mm-hmm.
And although I'm going to say about 15, 16 years to this day, those ladies always walk up to me, come to me, speak to me, mm-hmm. ask about my son. They didn't break me. I broke them.
I know that's right.
I broke them. And, you know, you look people in the eye. You're like, you're still standing. What mm-hmm. Elton John song? I'm still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. You know, I'm still standing. It takes more than that. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my mother watching over me, so I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the legacy you want to leave. You leave love, and it should be on repeat. You help people. It should be on repeat. You give. Don't be used. Nobody can use a giver.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever known any person that used a giver and that took advantage and that giver just, no. I never saw a giver lose to anything.
Mm. Right.
You know, especially when it comes from a beautiful place.
Right.
Show me anyone. They was like, oh, no, but they took all their money. Oh, they'll get it back. Trust and believe it.
Right. They'll get it back.
Comes back tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. This has been so fulfilling. It's so, I feel like you've been on my original list of people that I wanted to interview. I don't know what took me so long to ask, but I'm so glad that I did. Before you go, though, I have to ask you the Friends in Beauty rapid fire question. I ask all of my guests this at the end of the show to get like their keys to longevity and success in business, get some advice from them, even though you've laid down a lot for us already. So
I hope you like the interview.
Oh, because
yeah.
This is a great conversation.
Again, I'm not one of those artists that always speak about makeup and lashes and you know, brands and who face that I beat. I know someone asked me, can you beat this face like this? I'm like, nope. So you need to hire that person. Right. You need to hire that person who can do that for you. That's not for me. That's not what I do.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You know, same goes for you. You know, your beauty is so pretty. And so when you look at someone's makeup that look like yours, that's what I expect. I'm like, okay, I'm looking at her. I want that glow. So pretty.
This
just
is
naturally pretty.
One.
Yes. Look at the glow, though.
Thank
what foundation are you wearing? Are you wearing any makeup?
Yeah, today I'm wearing Thread Beauty. I've been using their foundation for a little bit.
Selena Gomez brand.
It's from Melissa Butler,
Rare.
the same one. Oh, Thread.
Oh, Thread Beauty. Okay, I need to hear about that more. Okay, it's so beautiful on you.
Thank you. It's the
It's
same owner as the lip bar, Melissa Butler.
Oh,
She
okay,
has
Melissa Butler. I love Melissa Butler. She's part of she's an honoree, a Black Legends and Beauty leader.
I interviewed her a few weeks ago. Well, her episode came out a few weeks ago.
I remember meeting her at the makeup show. And I grabbed some of her products, and she's so beautiful and so understanding, such hard work. And she stood her ground.
Yeah, she did. Look at her flourishing.
Love everything about her. I have some of her products. My niece works for Target, so she always Melissa's at Target with lip balm. They love it. They love it. And she's inspiring. She's another phenomenal woman. So proud of her. That makes me proud. What that goes back to all the brands that I said in my time in the 90s, we didn't have a Melissa Butler lip balm. Imagine then if we had that opportunity like that. So we have to create those opportunities for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yes. Well, I'm gonna ask you these questions. They're rapid fire. If you need to elaborate, you can, but you can just, you know.
Okay.
All right. So the
Okay.
first one is, what are the top three keys to your success so far?
God is one. I pray every day. Being consistent. Being consistent with it. And failure.
I like that. God, consistency and failure. So many people are afraid to fail, but it's a part of the
I mean,
process.
listen, it's a lesson. It's a lesson. Don't burn yourself out. Don't get burnt. Burn yourself. I love you. And that feeling from that's when I had to wake up like, okay. And it's okay. Even re with rejection.
It's
I didn't
okay.
get everything. I don't get every job. And I'm okay with that. I don't beat myself up. What did I say I could do? I can create it. You can create it. Create your own way. You'll be okay.
Absolutely. How do you measure your success?
As you know, I still have so far to go. And you know what, I say that because I still don't we I still haven't arrived yet.
You don't think so?
No, not in a way where I want it to be. For instance, we have Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown
My
arrived.
child is wants to be a part of the interview.
Oh, yay.
Why?
Hey.
You're doing great.
I had just watched couldn't find my remote, so I let it stay on. It's an animated movie called Cats or Super Cats or something.
Okay, no, you
It
can't get up here.
had me cracking up. Yeah. So yeah. I
What's
see.
the best advice you've ever received? Or a piece of advice that's always stuck with you.
Gonna go back to my mother. Who always she grew up in the 50s, and she grew up in the era during the era with with Till, Emmett Till being killed. And my mother had her child young, her first, my oldest sister, who she passed away in 1997. But I remember my mother being this beautiful, all her pictures just never, you couldn't tell it was a bad day or a good day. Just glam. You look at those women, they were glam.
Always put
Her
together.
advice always say, never leave the house without your hair not being combed, your face made up, and dress appropriate. That is like right now I have on, if she saw me, like, this is her scarf. I always wear a piece of something with her. But if she saw me right now, she'd be like, girl, go in and put on some clothes. Put some clothes on. Put your face on. She was like, you're not that cute little girl no more. Go put some concealer underneath your eyes. Okay. So always look pretty. And I remember Reggie Wells shared that with me. He said, Viola, look pretty every day.
Yeah, because he'll get you together if you don't.
Yeah, look pretty every day. Because you know why? He said that because I was looking crazy. I'm like, dude, it's 2 degrees outside. And my face and I guess I had dry tears on my cheeks and all of that. But yeah, look beautiful every day. And it doesn't have to be glam. It just look and feel. Once you look a certain way, you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you look in... look a certain way, just like rehab.
Yeah.
You know, just like take time out for yourself. Self-care is such a need now. It really is. It's such a need. We need it more than ever now.
Absolutely, yeah. What advice would you give to another makeup artist right now who is just not seeing the results that they want in their business and they're just ready to give up and, yeah, let me just go get a job, man.
You know, get that job, yes. Get that job and still work on your craft. Okay. Get that job, still work on that craft because you're trying to get clients.
Mm-hmm.
And if that job requires you to interact with people that do not do makeup, it makes you a better makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
A makeup artist, too, you have to be able to relate to every walk of life. And that's where most people are afraid to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be able to relate. You know, I again, we have people who never done makeup or worn makeup, but you know how to communicate with them. You know how to embrace them.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know,
someone that wears makeup every day, I don't want them. That, you know, they know because they know more than you.
They know too much. They want to
right. They know more. My friend do this, and you know more than me. Mm-hmm. I'm not your person.
Yeah,
you got to go to your person when they're out of town and they got COVID. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I can't help you.
That's so funny. What's a resource that helps you in your business that you can share with the Friends and Beauty community?
The resource, I'm redoing my website. That website been up since 2007.
Uh-huh.
And I recently had taken it down because it was verbiage that no longer brands, no longer around, and everything is different now. So in that space, I was doing my ViolaNicholson.com. My bio was so much different. So the resources for people to reach me, is that what you're asking me?
Like something that helps you in your business. Like some people might say, I Google everything or I use this software to...
You know, I have several corporate clients. God bless me tremendously. And let me tell you, those corporate clients have been putting templates and my name attached to their brands,
uh-huh.
To their companies. It could be a Invisalign is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that those are dentists.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, dentists too, they like to look good. Those dentists are on top of their game, but they also have family. And I came across one, her son, in high school, has been sharing so much of different avenues and different ways on another reach for me. Mm. And these kids, and it's not TikTok, it's app what they have now for teenagers. Like I done his skin. And he shared everything what I've done. I think my clientele is shifting.
Okay.
Now, it's shifting to a whole different generation. Mm-hmm. Like you always mentioned, the younger generation, my clientele is shifting towards them now. Because the world has changed. It's uh-huh. changed tremendously. Some of these kids don't even like going on Instagram anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They do TikTok, but not Instagram.
They all about TikTok now, yeah.
Yeah. So my corporate clients have been my major resource on keeping me booked and busy and in the know, because I want to meet their children. Yeah. And their children have full of information that's out here. I'm not outside like that. Yeah. And they let me know what's going on. Because look at TikTok or Instagram, like D-Nice. If you look at D-Nice, D-Nice made a name for himself by going live on Instagram.
Yeah, DJing.
Knows, but the kids took, but the adults took over the kids' Instagram. Remember, IG used to be for the children.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's TikTok.
Yep.
Wow. Well, this is the last one. I just want you to fill in the blank and just say, my name is blank. And the key to longevity and success is whatever you think it is personally.
Okay. My name is Viola Nicholson. And the key to success is to not be an asshole.
Yes. Simple.
Not be an asshole. That's simple. Listen, be nice out here. Be kind. Be kind.
Yes.
That's the key to success. Yeah. Don't be me. You know, no need to be mean, negative. Life is so short. Embrace it. Love it. Love the people around you. Smile. Mm-hmm. Maintain that glow, because I'm trying to get that glow like this beauty. Look at her. So pretty. So pretty. And I'm going to get some threads, Melissa Butler.
Yeah,
she just sold me this whole look. See, that's how you shop. Like it be inspiring and give compliments. And I want me some hoop earrings. Okay.
Look, Amazon.
Right, got the hoop earrings on and Amazon. Listen, the bantu knots. Listen, she came with it. Y'all see her nails? She came with it.
Yeah. That is how attended an event. So these are not normal. I attended an event on Sunday that was like color themed. You had to either wear lime green, pink, orange, or yellow. It was the Styles Brunch hosted by my friend and beauty, Atara Styles. But I just decided to do my nails, you know.
I love it. Look at that. I love it. And that is your personality, too.
Thank you.
I have some Converse those colors, but that is your personality.
You think so?
Yes. 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 That is your personality. So pretty.
Thank you.
You're funny. And don't change.
I would try not to.
No, you're not. You're not. Don't change. Don't change.
Yes, well, this has been such a pleasure, Miss Viola, to have this conversation with you. Whenever you want to come back, you can come back and we can keep on talking.
Les, I'm going to come back when you call me, but let's let you and I create.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Let's do a day of beauty with you.
Oh.
Come on now.
People be asking, but I don't know.
Now, we're going to do it. When I get there, we're going to do one.
Okay.
Yes. You have a light. You have a light.
Thank you.
Yes. Shine it.
Thank you.
We need it.
Oh,
yes.
Before you go, I forgot to please share your Instagram if you want people to connect with you on Instagram, your website for the brushes, wherever.
Yes. Stay tuned for the new website, because I'm having a soft launch really soon for the makeup brushes.
Okay.
And for upcoming events. And for Black Legends in Beauty, we're getting, like, I have the sweats.
You can
see the BLB.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I have that coming soon. Really soon.
Okay.
But my Instagram is MissViola_.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Viola Nicholson. I think I'm on Twitch and LinkedIn. All the apps. TikTok. Yeah, you'll find me. But get ready for another soft launch soon. And I need to send your package to you.
Okay, I'll DM you.
Yes, please do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends in Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with another friend in beauty. Give it a thumbs up and subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review so that other friends in beauty can find the show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty, # Friends in Beauty to join the conversation, and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.